Quit eating your burgers off a coffee table. If you want to eat a burger, put it on a bar. Follow your instincts to B-Dubs for the new All-American Cheeseburger. Fresh, juicy beef smashed till it's crispy around the edges, covered in gooey cheese, and stacked to the ceiling with deliciousness. And knock that baby down with a frosted beer at the bar, just like the sports gods intended. The new All-American Cheeseburger at Buffalo Wild Wings. Roar! Please drink responsibly.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, I'm Hanif Baharuddin, and you're tuned in to the show that brings you closer to the people and places of our capital city.
Oh, actually, the big attraction is the coffee.
Very nice.
It's a Mohiba coffee shop.
Oh, yes.
Usually, I will have the coffee and also the bread and also the soft boiled eggs.
We know it for so many years because we are from this area. Since we are kids.
I see.
This is the old shops.
I think I've been coming to this place since I was small. My parents, or my dad like, specifically, he often come to the place when he was younger. So he brought me here.
I think it's the ambience and the coffee. No? Yeah, I mean, it's like an old place. As long as they keep it old, a lot of people will come. Like, you know, you find a lot of Chinese, Indian, Malays all coming here. Yeah, rarely you can find this happening outside in any other shops.
Those were the voices of satisfied customers at Chong Kok Kopitiam, a small kopitiam located near the Klang KTM station. Today, we explore the interesting story of this cafe in the quaint town of Klang. Having opened its doors first in the 1940s, when the town was much different compared to what it is now, the kopitiam that has served the locals their fair share of kopi O, roti bakar and telur setengah masa in Klang now falls under the responsibility of the third generation of the Fu family. Fu Cheming, a former architect, now runs the business carrying the legacy of his family and providing a service that is priceless to the community. When we arrived, we were greeted by a kopitiam that was filled to the brim with customers from various backgrounds. After finding our seats, the founder, Fu Cheming, served us kopi ais and joined us to share the story behind this rustic kopitiam.
Chong Kok Kopitiam started in 1940s by my grandfather, which is a chef from China. They came here, then they decided to start with the kopitiam because before we get independent, this is the capital, right? Then because there's a port, there's also sailors, then he called this is a Chong Kok Hotel, which have rooms and restaurant. First of all, we are famous that time was for our chicken chop, for me. Then now, because of the time change, the hotels have to upgrade, so we decided to close the restaurant and then start change our name to Chong Kok but maintain and call Kopitiam. And just serve the egg and bread and kaya and our fresh coffee, our traditional coffee and tea.
What was the name before this and what's the meaning of Chong Kok?
Before this, it's called Chong Kok Hotel. Then we changed to Chong Kok Kopitiam.
What does Chong Kok mean?
Actually, based on the grandfather, it's direct translation, Chinese called Zhong Guo. So it's just Chong Kok. So English name, so we use Chong Kok. Actually, it's China.
Let's talk about the geographical location of the place. So from what you know, could you maybe compare the townscape of this area back then, 70 years ago, to now? What has changed?
Here, I think in this part of Klang, actually, it has not changed much. The building is still the same. It's just that because the KTM is here, so now the KTM Park and Ride is getting a bit more popular. But majority of them, this whole area actually has changed. Last time, had a lot of other retail business. Now it's pretty much a few of the key, like Miss Mila, we, and a few makan stores here. Still, a lot of people do not really know this particular part of Klang, actually. Even the Klang people, to be surprised, the KL and outstation people are more well known this place than the Klang people itself. So it's kind of like intriguing, or why. So it's good that more and more people Klang get because of these KL people. They look at the trade advisor and all these things. Then they find, then they ask their friend will bring them, oh, this is called Chong Kok itself here. So it's like a good learning for us that people are so not well known in Klang rather than outside.
The patrons that come here these days might be a bit different compared to the patrons who came here long time ago, right? Because last time, this town used to be, like you said, because it's a royal town, used to be the capital of Selangor. You maybe have a lot more government servants who came here, right, as opposed to now. So maybe you can just tell me what kind of customers do you receive these days compared to before?
the customer base change, actually, to say very drastically, I don't think so. It's more of a change in the younger generation. Most of the last time have all the oldies, uncle, auntie, which is my grandfather era, then they changed to my father era. Then now most of them are almost my generation, the young generation. They love to eat food, but they love to go to cafe. I think fortunately they know how to use internet nowadays. So they go search around, then maybe they go like TripAdvisor and all these makan store and some TV program. Now then they say, hey, why don't try to Kopitiam? I think in that sense, when they arrive here, I think most of younger generation and a lot of outstation people, tourists and everything, they are surprised of our setup, you know. Before they walk in, they see like, oh, how come there's so many Malay customer, Indians, you know, like the mix, you know. The name is called Zhongkok Kopitiam. It's not all Chinese. So sometimes I can see them, they kind of stunned and say, is this place this? I say, yeah, it is. Oh, so they walk in. Then once they sit down, they find that, hey, the people are very friendly. Yeah, most of them are here for a long time. Some of them 20, 40 years, 50 years or so. Some of the newer ones also, somehow whoever comes here, they are very friendly. They just chit-chat with each other. They can share table. They share their stories and share their whatever discussion on coffee. So in that sense, then people feel very relaxed. You know, I think in that sense, I find that the younger generation nowadays, they are a bit more open to whatever. They just want to enjoy good coffee or good food, like our good cheesecake, simple coffee, roti bakar, telur, you know, this type of thing. Then with a good price lah, you know, traditional pricing and something like that.
So your customers mostly are from Klang, or do you receive a lot of customers from outside Klang?
We do have customers from Australia, US, actually all over China, Taiwan, because they see ours in TripAdvisor. Then some of them will ask the driver, well, because now we have Grabs, so they will text you, they will give this name, those people will bring it down here. So you see technology now, because of technology, so people are able to locate us now. So in that sense, they have the vibe, then they will always say, hey, how do I get my coffee? When I went back in Australia, I said, well, yeah, just had to wait for my internet online to set up, which I'm in the progress of doing, so hopefully it goes.
So what are some of the interesting stories that you've heard about the place, maybe from your grandparents or parents, especially during that era? I'm sure it must have been a bit different compared to these days, right?
Oh yeah, we have a lot of uncle with my father time. They move away and some of them stay in Kelantan, Terengganu, and Hari Raya. When they are back here, they will come over. Oh, especially those uncle say, hey, saya mau order chicken chop lagi ada ga? I say, uncle, so tada lah, no chicken chop now lah. We are only this. Alamak, saya suka makan itu chicken chop lah, mee lah. Also, so you go, oh, mengapa tada? Why, you know, why do you don't have? You know, say, oh, I'm in the progress of setting up lah, my new shop. Then later I'll inform you. You put on number. Then ask you, hey, kasih nombor. So I'm so happy, you know, that this Pakcik, you know, that he remembers what he had ate here so many years ago and still remember the taste and the happiness that he'd been here, you know. So this brings a pride to us, you know, that, wow, so many people have so much good memories down here. So it put us a bit more pressure that, well, we should try to continue the traditional and give people better food and bring back some, maybe some old, like chicken chop, which I'm trying to do now. Hopefully next year you'll start.
So if I'm not mistaken, your family is Hainanese, right? And correct me if I'm wrong, but Hainanese have always traditionally been associated with the food and beverage business, right? So would you describe Zhongkok as Hainanese influence? And what's Hainanese about this place?
I think the most Hainanese of this place is our coffee, our kaya. Because we still fry our own coffee beans using our own formulas, you know, and doing back our kaya in our own ingredient recipe. So the place might be a bit more modern because we use the technology, better equipment, more hygiene. You can say more Hainanese also can, you can say modern Hainanese also can, but the traditional of the ingredients is the same. But it might be served in a more modern ambience, nicer environment, comfortable.
That's the voice of Fu Cheming, the third generation of the Fu family and the owner of the Zhongkok Kopitiam. He's been walking us through the 70-year history of the Kopitiam. Coming up, we explore how a small, old-school Kopitiam can exist side-by-side with the more modern cafe houses. I'm Hanif Baharudin, and you're listening to I Love KL on BFM 89.9.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%. APR, 4.22%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. 8.88% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
BFM 89.9, you're listening to I Love KL, bringing you closer to the people and places of our capital city. I'm Hanif Baharudin. We've been chatting the history of Chongkok Kopitiam, a small old-school kopitiam tucked in the small corner of the Klang Town with its current owner, Fu Che Ming. Continuing where we left off, now we explore some of the special items available at Chongkok, and how it plans to exist side-by-side with the more contemporary coffee houses. But before that, here's Fu Che Ming once again describing his customers and their appreciation for Chongkok Kopitiam.
I think the key things here, I think, is the friendly atmosphere. Everyone here, regardless of their race and agenda or whatever, they just come here to enjoy coffee, tea, and sit down and tell story. And I think that is where the difference between our setup and other places. You know, people come here and do not feel that they need to wear a tie or a coat to walk in, or dress properly to come in or something and behave themselves, you know. We have a lot of datos and all high profile people. When they come, they just so casual that you don't even know who they are. I think that is something good, that I think they feel that this place is, regardless of who you are, then you can just come here and enjoy and drink a cup of coffee and talk to anyone. We sit together and enjoy the conversation. I think that is where the difference they felt when they left. They feel that this place is so peaceful and nobody judge you, nobody think of anything. Just be friends, like a family atmosphere. So I think that's a blessing.
Maybe you can elaborate a bit more on your coffee. You know, what makes it so special here?
Special? Well, I guess whoever know how the roast good high-end coffee, they will know to fry a coffee bean, still fry a coffee bean. I think the key difference is the in between the ingredients. You know, how much of a certain ingredient that we put, the proportional of the ingredient that we put into the coffee. The coffee bean is coffee beans. It's between the whatever, the oil, the sugar, the whatever. Then that way it blends up the difference of the coffee. And the type of maybe quality water that you use. Most of our quality water here used is we call filtered clean water. Then our coffee and kaya and eggs, we use what we call energized water. We try to improve as time goes. So we believe that now we give people more positive kind of thinking and drinks. Let them be happy. The atmosphere we create. So I think the key is more of the positive and the love you put in. I think, or else coffee is coffee.
Okay, apart from the coffee, what else are considered best sellers here?
Part of the coffee, eggs and the bread, toast. I think will be our cheesecake, our blueberry cheesecake and our baked cheese. These are the two few other cheesecake lover, and our traditional kampong nasi lemak, because it's economical. Other than that, then these are the few key, other than the traditional our mooncake for festival, our Chinese New Year, this our pineapple tart. These are the few famous ones, like our signature.
Cheesecake sounds very interesting because it feels a bit more modern than your typical menu that you sell here, right? So is that part of something that you have to introduce in order to maybe modernize or keep your restaurant a bit more contemporary?
I thought of it, cheesecake in a kopitiam, What is it, So I think it would be sad for me to change just the atmosphere to a more modern cafe kind of look, just to serve cheesecake. But I'd rather let people come and sit in the traditional kopitiam and still able to eat a good piece of cheesecake, quality cheesecake, which is baked by my sister, our family, we bake ourselves. Then to let them say, wow, this kopitiam got such a nice cheesecake, I think that will be a more memorable memory than rather say, of course, it's a cafe, of course they serve cheesecake. No, for me, I think that is more important to let people eat more quality, then let them say, hey, you can still go to a kopitiam, no, traditional Korea, and find a good cheesecake there. You don't need to go to five-star hotels, and, you know. So I think that, for me, is more important than trying to change to suit others. Then just believe in ourselves, that quality food and our service, then doing our best, which is the key, so then people will love our food for what we are.
Okay, we've talked about the things in the menu. Now let's talk about the price. The price of the food here, it seems to be still reasonable. So do you think that it's sustainable to still keep the price quite low?
Yeah, we have talked of it a long time. Our family, we have discussed all this a long time. Our coffee price, $1.60, has been around since even we have GST, you know. Last time before we have GST, it's already $1.60. Now we have GST, we still $1.60. So we are still absorbing this kind of 60%. But we're thinking of increasing, but sometimes we feel like we have so many loyal customers. You know, to say not want to earn money, then we are not true to ourselves. We, in the business, of course, we love to make money. But we also thinking of maybe we should earn money in another way. Maybe let people drink better coffee, then see whether we can sell it. But the blessing is the sense that because of we did not increase our price, I think the customer base has increased. You know, so in that sense, we have said, hey, wow, we are quite lucky, you know. Even though we don't increase our price, but now we have increased in customers. So in that sense, it's helped us to cover back the need of increasing. But as things go now, doing it 2-3 times or 4-5 times, we will be re-evaluating because our butter are imported butter, then a lot of things are all imported. So we might but we are still in discussion, but we will not increase in such a drastic way that, you know, just want to increase.
So Chong Kok has been here since the 1940s, and the building looks largely the same, right? Did you have to make any necessary adjustment to modernize the building or even maintain it so that it will be able to last longer?
To make it last longer, yeah. What I do here is I pretty much just try to paint, retouch up the painting, repair whatever is damaged, back to using the almost the same thing, so to maintain the ambience. You know, I don't believe in to knock down and redo, that one is quite simple, you know. Then I believe that then you lose the touch, you know. So in a sense, that small thing, if you've been here for a long time, then you know that we have tiles, the floor, so it's a bit more hygiene, you know. We are upgraded to dishwasher, so the cup is more sanitized. We have our ice maker, so we control our own quality of water to making our ice. It's small thing that behind the scene, you know, that's where we are trying to improve. That in front of the storefront, we try to keep it as original as possible, but in a more comfortable way, rather than to try to change the whole setup. And they need money also. Nowadays, things are not cheap, so. I think since you've been here, since 1940 now, the shape of the building is the same. It's just that maybe the color is slightly brighter. It's actually almost the same as the olden days, the yellow, but this maybe is a slightly not so dark yellow, so the lighting has changed to LED, so it looks brighter. It looks like the place is bigger. So that's how it is.
All right, so Chong Kok seems to be doing really well as it is. Do you have any future plans or ambitions for Chong Kok?
I'm in the progress of starting up a new place now, which hopefully by next year it will start. Then I will try to bring back our chicken chop and our meat, then bring back some vegetarian dishes, you know. I believe in eating healthy is something new, something that the trend is. Then I myself personally, we eat a lot of vegetable dishes. I believe in going vegetarian and healthy diet is important. So that will be the new place set up just behind the existing one. So hopefully the dream will come true.
Okay, so Chong Kok has always been run by your family, right?
Since my grandfather to now, so we are the third generation.
So what are your thoughts on handing this legacy down to the next generation of the Fu family?
Hopefully the younger generation, they will love to take over. That's the reason why all the new setup will come out. So maybe they want to sell a new, more modern, then with that new concept, they can bring and to other places and do. You know, so then the name of Chong Kok will still be carried on, but maybe in other location, then let more people are able to enjoy our coffee and cheese and the other things. Now you have to come to Klang, you know.
So Chong Kok Kopitiam is definitely a more traditional kopitiam compared to what we have these days, right? You know, coffee culture has been on the rise in Malaysia, and we have a lot of different kinds of approach to coffee cultures, right? So what are your thoughts on the newer version or newer style of, you know, approaching coffee compared to maybe the classic kopitiam style?
Wow, I think there's a lot of good coffee is around in Malaysia, the modern one. I personally also love to drink mocha coffee, cappuccino, you know. My favorite is the mocha, you know. Well, I still drink, but that is once in a while. But I still love to drink traditional coffee, you know. My favorite is still our tea, lah. Our tea is our teh C, you know, which is my favorite. Which is we blend our own tea also. Our tea is we have two different type of tea we blend ourselves. So that's why the taste is slightly a bit different also from outside. So a lot of people also now trying to ask whether we sell our tea sachet. That is all in the progress, lah. So we have more people could request. Then for the traditional our shop, now, I think. Whichever you feel happy, just go enjoy a cup of coffee, whether regardless of the cafe or traditional kopitiam or what kind of kopitiam. I think that is important to enjoy a different type of coffee in different environment and just taste it by going there rather than to compare others. Because to me, coffee is very different. I believe everybody brew perfect coffee. It's just the flavor and the blend is different. You know, you might love this particular flavor a bit more, you might love this particular. So I think in that sense, you just go and enjoy and don't think too much about it. Then I think whether you go cafe or go to our Zhongkok Kopitiam, you know, you'll feel happy just enjoying a cup of good coffee by itself. You know, that is the key.
Both traditional kopitiams and modern coffee houses can definitely exist side by side, right?
Oh yeah, I believe the modern coffee serves its purpose, you know, the like cafe and all these things, you know. Because the modern cafe, like Starbucks and all these things, they are the one to create more coffee lover, you know. I think without them, the traditional coffee tea will die. Nobody will know what is coffee. Everybody will drink 3-in-1, you know. So I believe the modern coffee shop like Starbucks and only the more good they are, the better for the coffee lover. Because once you love coffee, then you will start to look for other coffee. Then you will start, hey, we can go and find traditional coffee. So not, hey, it's not so bad, you know. Traditional kopi, rather than drink cappuccino and all these things, the cost is a lot different also. But my point is they the one who really actually keep the coffee spirit alive. Then to make our traditional coffee still able to survive, then people notice. If not without that, I think so. So I believe they should be around, you know, to assist, co-assist with the olden kopitiam.
Okay, any last words about Zhongkok Kopitiam?
Well, just come and try our coffee, you know. We don't have aircon, then we are a bit real packed, and don't compare us with others. Don't expect the aircon and all like all the rest. Maybe you have to wait a bit longer, you know, because we are really, our roti bakar, we use charcoal, so we cannot do the bread as fast as the machine. And our coffee, we do every single cup by our hand. You know, my sister do the coffee and all this. So I think you have just got to bear with the patience and the, you need to wait. But I believe you wait, you enjoy a cup of good traditional coffee with a different ambience.
That was my conversation with the founder of Zhongkok Kopitiam, Fu Cheming. Zhongkok Kopitiam is located at Jalan Stesen, Klang. For reference, it's near the Klang KTM station. And with that, we end this week's episode of I Love KL. If you'd like to revisit the interview, head over to bfm.my/ilovekl or download our latest app via Google Play and the App Store. Also, follow the station on Twitter at BFM Radio. My name is Hanif Baharuddin, and you have been tuning in to I Love KL, bringing you closer to the people and places of our capital city. Join us again next week on BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Quit eating your burgers off a coffee table. If you want to eat a burger, put it on a bar. Follow your instincts to B-Dubs for the new All-American Cheeseburger. Fresh, juicy beef smashed till it's crispy around the edges, covered in gooey cheese, and stacked to the ceiling with deliciousness. And knock that baby down with a frosted beer at the bar. Just like the sports gods intended. The new All-American Cheeseburger at Buffalo Wild Wings. Roar! Please drink responsibly.